Hello, I'm Saul Spanos Baird. I am your host today at BYU Idaho Radio. We're here today with Craig Forbush. He's the Mechanical Operations Manager at BYU Idaho. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So I loved reading your talk, Be Wise in the Days of Your Probation. And I wanted to hear from you. What inspired you to talk about that?
Well, I don't know. I was just studying in that part of the Book of Mormon, and it's just my whole life has kind of the plan of salvation has meant a lot to me my whole life, and so that was just kind of, you know, this probationary period is a chance for us to prove ourselves, and so it's just been intriguing to me to learn about that.
I really love the quote that you shared in your talk by Phil Whiteman from Ricks College. He gave a devotional in 1999. He said, "It isn't a matter of just going somewhere. It's a matter of becoming something." So I wanted to hear from you. How do we become something instead of getting somewhere?
So it's all about, it's about the individual. You know, we're going to go into the next life with the same attitudes and the desires, and everything with our own self is going to go with us. If we like to tease, we're gonna go into that liking to tease. You know, we're not going to change really a whole lot from our mortal body to our immortal body. And what I was actually at that devotional with Phil Whiteman, I remember him saying that, and I actually bought the tape, and I've listened to that several times, because, you know, it's not just a matter of going somewhere, it's a matter of becoming something, and then you're allowed to live somewhere. And then he goes on to say celestial has to do with person before place, and that just means a lot to me, because, you know, just I'm not going to change all of a sudden, get into the spirit world and go, "Oh, the church is true. I do need to change. Now is the time that we need to do that."
You also mentioned in your talk that it's important for us not to lose hope. How do we not lose faith and hope when we're trying to improve? Is there anything that you do in particularly that helps?
Well, it's like eating an elephant all at once. We can't become perfect tomorrow. But if we just take it a bite at a time. And so Elder Ballard in my talk, he talks about when he kneels down before his Heavenly Father and he asks if he's done anything wrong, and he repents of it. And it's just that daily repentance that really causes him to, you know, to recognize what you've done wrong and try to do better. And then probably most importantly is when you go to the sacrament table and partake of the sacrament and just do that daily repentance. Don't just wait till the week is up and go, "Oh, what have I done all this week that was wrong?" Just repent of it all the time. President Irene, Henry B. Irene, he was talking with his father, and he said, you know, his dad was about ready to die, and he says, "Dad, is there anything that you feel like that you need to repent of?" And he goes, "Henry," he says, "I've been repenting as I go."
Yeah.
I really like that. There are so many quotes out there, so many examples of people that have repented, and I don't know if this is answering your question, but it just, you know, we just need to do it daily. It needs to be something that we need to, if you offend somebody, the Spirit will tell you when you kneel down and pray, the Spirit will tell you, you know, you've offended this person and you need to be better. Mm-hmm. So, and hopefully that will give us the hope that we need to just continually try to do better. And when you look back over the years, you know, there's an example of, I watched a movie, and the movie, I can't even remember the name of it, but it was several years ago. And then thought, oh, that was a fun movie. We ought to watch that again. And so several years had passed. I hadn't watched it. So we went and rented it. And when we watched the movie, I had to shut it off after 20 or 30 minutes because it was just, it was offensive. The language is offensive to me. And so I had realized that I had improved over those years about at least the offensiveness of swearing or whatever it was. It was so that daily improvement, and that's what gives you the hope. You know, you just gotta realize you're just trying to do your best, and the Lord, He's gonna carry you. He can perfect somebody that is willing to try. If you're not willing to try, no, you're not gonna be perfected. You think about going to church, and you can't make me go to church. You can't force me to do these things. It's a rebellious attitude. But if you go, oh, I need to do better. I need to improve. I do need to go to church more. And then God can perfect that. You can improve. So you go to the sacrament table, partake of the sacrament, and then you can improve.
That reminds you of something that someone once told me, that it's when you daily repent, it's kind of like soap, having soap in your hands.
Oh.
But then the sacrament is like the water. So you need both. So it's like, imagine just cleaning your hands just with soap. Not that effective. Or just with water. It's not as effective.
That's a very good analogy.
Yeah. So we need both.
Yeah.
So thank you for pointing that out. Thank you. And I really loved that you talked about those who need to talk with a bishop, and that you said, you know, don't worry, the bishop is going to be loving. And I really love that you mentioned that. But what would you say to those who feel hopeless and don't know what to do or where to go from where they are now?
Well, obviously the bishop has the keys to unlock the gate for your repentance so you can be forgiven. And he's not going to just go share that with everybody. This is with him. He has to carry that burden. And so he will be loving about it, and he'll, you know, every bishop is different. And they just have the keys to unlock that so you can be forgiven. And so I don't know if you have if you have a desire to just do better, to try to do better, then go to the bishop, and he'll get you on that track, and that burden will be lifted, and you're better off, because nobody knows when you're going to die. You don't want to carry this into the next world. Since we have such a short time here on earth, you don't want to carry that.
For one of my last questions, I wanted to ask you, is there a particular scripture that has helped you to remember to always improve? Or,
yeah, there is. It's actually Alma 41:12-13. It's when Alma is talking to his son Corianton. But he's talking about restoration. And, you know, we're going to be restored to happiness or to misery. And that restoration is going to happen. It's going to happen to us when we go on the other side. And so, wickedness never was happiness. But he says, and this is what he says. He says, "Now behold, is the meaning of the word restoration to take a thing of a natural state and place it in an unnatural state, or a state opposite of its nature?" He says, no. You're going to be the same person when you go into the next life. And so now is the time to change. And then Corianton does. He does change. He does repent. He goes back into the mission field. He goes back. Even though he did a grievous sin, he moved on. Anyway, I make the comment, you know, if you're comfortable in church, then you're going to be comfortable around those people that go to church. If you're not, I make the comment about singing in the choir. If you are comfortable about singing in the choir, then you know, you'll want to sing in the choir, but if you're not comfortable, you're probably not going to ask to sing in the choir. But if you try and practice and just go to the choir practice, then it will eventually become more comfortable. And that's what we want to do, is we want to be comfortable, because that's where we're going to be, is around people that make us feel comfortable. We're going to lean to those people that makes us comfortable.
Thank you so much for your time, Brother Forbush. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate this interview.